Okay, show. I am very excited today. I am a huge fan of my guest. We are both New Yorkers. He is one of New York's finest. He has been on the front lines for a really long time, trying to keep this city safe. He is one of those cops that is loved by both the criminals and the good guys and the press and the politicians. And what happened to him is so unacceptable to me. And I wanted to have him on today to discuss the persecution of Sal Greco. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, actually, you know, it was just in Phoenix. It was a little chilly over there. So thank God I'm back in Florida, because I didn't expect it to be that chilly. Also, the elections were going on over there. There's a lot of chaos in Maricopa County. So, but I'm back in the sunny state of Florida.
But I do wish you were in the not so sunny city of New York, where you used to patrol the streets and keep us safe. But there's no longer that option here. So I wanted to talk a little bit about you, what happened to you, why people need to know about it. And if we are going to fight back against defund the police, the persecution of our cops, the demoralization, dehumanization of our police force, we need to actually talk to somebody who's been there and been, I think, completely railroaded, persecuted. And you are no longer a New York City cop. And I that makes me the maddest, because I need you here. So if you could talk a little bit about what happened, and what, A, why you became a cop, how it was going for a very successful 14, 15 years, and what happened last year.
Well, I started, when I got on the job, it was around 2008. So I spent over 14 years on in the NYPD. I got on, I spent first couple of years in Crown Heights. Then I moved on to Coney Island in a 6-0, which they had a shooting the other night, actually, which that was very rare. I can tell you this, working in Coney Island, where I was there over 8 years, where the criminals actually respected and feared me in the street.
Right. I know.
The shootings there were few and far between. Okay. These criminals are emboldened these days. All right. This is not the way it was when I was working in the street, put it like that. I also worked after I went to, I was in Coney Island. I worked in CTTF, which is a traffic built. It's a traffic unit that was in Manhattan, and it went all over the five boroughs. So I spent 14 years there. Spent, of course, 8 years in Coney Island, which was probably my better years per se. I had a good time doing, working there. I met a lot of nice people. Of course, you have other problems where, as a cop, and people should know this, even though you're in NYPD or any organization, sometimes you do have to go on the street and you have to worry about the criminals in the street. But also you have to worry about the guy standing next to you in uniform, because that right there could be your worst enemy. So in my particular case, because obviously I was very close friends with Roger Stone. Roger Stone's a good personal close friend of mine. I met him off of Instagram a couple of years ago before his witch hunt started. And we became very close friends. So certain people that I worked with in CTTF were not fond of this, because as you've seen with the NYPD, some cops believe they're royalty. Could be police commissioners' sons. It could be union leaders' sons. You know, you have a royalty in the NYPD as well.
Yeah.
So they had written NYPD a letter to Internal Affairs stating that I was security for Roger Stone, which I was not, but that sparked an investigation. And then after January 6th, they wrote a blank letter that stated I wanted a civil war in this country. From that moment on, my life got flipped upside down. All those years and everything I've done, where I've had numerous arrests, it's over 320 personal arrests under my belt. I've been involved in 1,000 arrests. I have no CCRBs. There's nothing negative on my record. Okay, so they twisted the whole thing around. They put me under a witch hunt for 19 months. I was followed to my father my father was sick and in the hospital. These guys were following me to the hospital, okay? And my father ended up passing away, and I looked outside the window, and there's one of those goons staring up at me. Their excuse being, I may have been trying to go see Roger Stone, who lives in Florida, which I don't know how you're going to drive there and drive back to work. So they put me through a 19-month witch hunt, where I also was found to go through an administrative trial, the NYPD trial.
Yeah.
They were found that he admitted to using an illegal subpoena where they stated that it was criminal association plus narcotics. And when they were asked on the stand, they said, we never suspected Mr. Greco of narcotics use, nor did we dole test him or drug test him. So they basically trumped up a charge that didn't exist to get my phone records and try to use everything against me. So obviously, as you know, it's basically a witch hunt. I was railroaded. Roger did come to the trial. It took 2 months after that. The judge finally made a decision. He wanted me terminated. 2 months after that, the police commissioner rubber stamped and it terminated me. Therefore, we lead us to today. And I've been now off the job since August.
This is absolutely heartbreaking. And like I said, we frequent somewhere on the Upper East Side, Dave's Beach Cafe. And you are very loved. And I mean, loved by, because that's a place where everyone gathers. It's politicians, it's journalists, it's cops, it's everything. It's a big mix. And
Both sides of the political spectrum also.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's
really, Caroline Maloney's been there.
I know.
So has Eric and Donald Trump Jr. So,
right, you know, and writers on both sides, journalists on both sides from New York Times and The Post will be there at the same time. Or right. Ann Coulter, like, you know, people that are off the doing their own thing, and everyone comes together, and that's how you kind of live. So you were really friends with Roger Stone in real life. He hangs out there too. It's a very safe place for anyone that wants to have sane conversations with people of the other side. That happens to be a great meeting place, but that's also how I know you. And what I do know is you were also not allowed to interact with anyone. Not only were you being watched, but you were being that you weren't allowed to talk to anyone involved in with Roger Stone or anyone after that. But as I understand it from that situation is you went as with Roger Stone on January 5th, as you guys have been friends for a long time, and you weren't there on January 6th. So that's not even, that's the biggest part of this is that they were saying that you were an insurrectionist or something. You weren't there, right?
I wasn't there. I've never been anywhere near the vicinity of the Capitol. Okay, if you read my lawsuit, after I did end up suing the NYPD,
good.
And you could go to helpthisnycop.com and you could help me out with that whole situation, because you know it does take quite a few dollars.
Unacceptable. Yeah.
I was fired and terminated. They took everything from me. So, I was never near the Capitol. I've never been to this building. The NYPD did at the very end of this state that I'm not part of any criminal conspiracy or was part of any criminal act. So there's nothing criminal, as much as these psychotic leftists on Twitter and all these Roger Stone / Donald Trump haters want to throw me in a little basket and say we're all guilty. There were no crimes that happened. No. Did some people enter this building? Apparently so. Did the police flashbang innocent people? Apparently so. There's a lot of questions and there's very little answers. And now I hope that now that it looks like the Republicans are about to take the House back, now you might have flipped the switch and maybe get some real answers. Because I was also subpoenaed by the same January 6th committee. So I had to also deal with that along with hiring my own lawyers. I mean, this has been a fiasco, and yet I've never been accused of doing anything illegal. It's just, you're associating with Roger Stone, therefore you're guilty by association. That's been the whole, you know, the whole gist of the case.
Yeah. And I think everyone pretty much knows as a cop, also big part of your future was your pension. You're there for 14 years. Now that's gone. They took your job. Now, if you wanted to go back to being a cop, you have that to deal with. This is all so crazy what happened to you, but it's exactly what's happened. See, this is where I say to everyone, look, defund the police, demoralize, dehumanize the police, no law and order, no bail, no jail. All of this is destroying our country from the inside out, especially our cities. But now it's in the suburbs, and yet they persecuted you. And again, I talk about lawfare a lot. I've talked about it with Roger and Peter Navarro and General Flynn. Once you're even accused of this, you have to go out as a young cop. I mean, you're still young, and get your own lawyer, whether it's real or not. Costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend yourself. And in the end of the day, for you, it came up that you did nothing. You did nothing wrong, but you lost everything financially, your career, all of that for nothing because you were a target because you associate. It was like you were guilty by association. Meanwhile, you grew up Italian in New York City and you could have gone either way. And that's you went the right way, but you have a lot of friends, both of us do, on both sides of the aisle, so to speak. And it's just amazing what that they would discard. But you talked about another thing with me, which is Eric Adams and all of them during the COVID. You're being persecuted at the time for just being friends with Roger Stone, as far as I can see. And then at the same time, you have a lot of your friends that don't want to take the experimental jab, and they fire them. And now, and there's and took everything from them too. So it's like, what is going? Why would this be a priority? And I believe that Eric Adams, they tried to overturn that for the frontline people. A judge did, and Eric Adams is appealing it. He doesn't want to rehire all those people he fired that wouldn't get the jab. Is that still happening?
It's still happening. See, what happens is when the city, especially under this administration now, any ruling that goes against them, they either ignore it or they wait weeks in order to file the appeal. They purposely are just running around almost like a rogue administration. Eric Adams comes out and he says the other day, I heard him, he said something on TV about appeal. He doesn't really talk much about appealing the vaccine mandates, but his administration comes out and they're going to appeal the ruling against them. They had one person, I believe a firefighter, that appealed one. Like he actually, his ruling was that he had to get reinstated, and the city waited 3 weeks to appeal this, meaning they just totally ignored a judge's ruling. Now, you understand that if that's me or you or anybody else, they'll throw you in jail for contempt of court.
Right.
You have to follow a judge's ruling. But apparently in this administration, you know, being rogue, well, you know, Mayor Nightlife there, who has quite distinguished a career from the beginning to the end.
I mean, you weren't invited to his gangster rap party the other night, where he had all the most famous gangster rappers in Midtown.
Well, the city has a big crime infestation. There's all kinds of problems going on. I mean, just the other day, like I said, in Coney Island, there was that shooting. Okay, right. Eric Adams is your mayor, and by default, he's the head of the city, and he has to lead by example. As a former cop, you would expect that from him.
Right.
All this guy. No matter how he tries to play this off, what this looks like from someone who's even on the outside is Eric Adams likes to party at night. I mean, he's always laughing and giggling about things. This is not anything to be laughing or giggling about. There's a lot of...
And also, you know, Sal, when they were going up, I don't believe anything. We'll talk about the election in a second. But I also have to tell you that I cannot believe what, because we're around the same age, we were in the city where I would go down the street at 2 a.m. walking my dog or whatever without much fear. There were cops everywhere. We know that they have surveillance everywhere all over the city, and yet something is not going right. Now we have all these illegals here, and you dealt a lot, not as much in your other things, but when you were doing the traffic thing, that's actually very dangerous in New York, pulling over cars and, you know, looking in people's trunks and all of that stuff. And what we have now is it does appear that the gangs are running some of these places. And when I looked at you're a cop and you're an investigator, so you look at patterns and stuff. And I've been watching you. Everyone should be following you on Truth Social. And I've been watching what you're saying about the patterns that you've watched here. But another thing that's come out is that the gangs that are running the city right now, I mean, I rarely see cops walking around. I see some cars. But I live, you know, my neighborhood on the east side used to be very safe. And my doorman, if I go outside past 10, is like, you know, be careful. Don't go too far. I'm thinking, where am I? I used to walk 20 blocks at night without a thought. But it appears that in the inner city, in some of the worst neighborhoods, Hochul 1, and all I can think when you're looking at the numbers is, yeah, because the no bail, no jail, defund the police, you know, criminalize the police if they get rid of that qualified immunity and all that. Of course, they don't want our city getting better. So now it appears that the criminals are running the city. The cartels, which people think are, you know, somewhere in Mexico shooting each other on the range, running around. No, they're in big buildings in Manhattan, is the truth.
New York City, right now.
So what's your take on this past election? I can't believe that people would possibly vote for the dystopian, lawless situation in New York City right now. It's shocking.
I was actually, I'm up with Roger almost every day, and we were talking, and he actually predicted everything that happened exactly the way it happened did happen. Number one, me and him went back and forth on was actually Clark County in Nevada. Nevada, I have a very big fondness for Vegas. I love Vegas as a town. I've been there multiple times in my life. If I had to do things over, I might live out there. So I keep an eye on Clark County. So Joe Lombardo, who is not a Republican, he's not a Republican by any stretch. And by the way, he covered up a whole mass shooting out there. I don't know if anyone.
Oh, I know about it.
Forget about that. He covered that all up. Okay. So Joe Lombardo, he kept saying that Joe Lombardo will become the next governor. He goes, but Adam Laxalt, who he was very good friends with Adam Laxalt's father, Paul. He said, will not win. You will see them. They will pull out all the stops. They're going to start with this mail-in ballot thing. And I says, that can't be. So as you watch during the night, you see a pattern developing. And you see the different counties and different precincts in the districts. I don't understand. If you're a Republican, okay, you come in, how does Joe Lombardo run higher than Adam Laxalt? Because they're using a new term in the media called a split ballot, whatever scam that's supposed to mean. Because that will then, they will try to make you pull a wool over everybody's eyes and say, so I live in right here in Broward County. So then if I'm in Broward County, I walk in when I vote and I say, okay, well, I'm going to vote Marco Rubio because I'm a Republican. I did vote for Marco Rubio, but I'm going to vote Marco Rubio, but I'm not going to vote for Ron DeSantis. I'm not going to vote for Ashley Moody because
fraudulent.
Split back. No. Now does this happen? Could there be maybe 10% of people that either don't fill it out or whatever? I understand. But the numbers mathematically don't match. Georgia, another state where Brian Kemp, who I think 93% of African-American females voted for Stacey Abrams.
Right.
Won with 53% of the vote. And Herschel Walker, who is a hero in Georgia. He's a legend. He was a football player. Everyone loves him. Somehow is behind Warnock when I believe every African-American idolizes Herschel Walker, especially females who looked up to this man. He's a football legend. Like I said, he was in Georgia Tech. He played for the Dallas Cowboys. He's like the nicest guy in the world. Somehow he's actually behind. And we're having Maricopa County, which I was near the other day, and they explained to me how the mail-in ballot scam works, where people receive these mail-in ballots, whether you want these or not, just like Clark County. Right. So they mail them to your house. You don't even ask for this thing. So now when you go in to vote, you don't know what happens with these ballots. But these people in Arizona apparently have gone on the line to vote and they have the ballot and then they want to drop it off. And instead of going into the lines where there's just the mail-in ballot line, they go into the regular line. So they could vote twice. But everyone wants to make it, oh, you're an election denier. No, I've been a cop. I know how this works. I work on election detail.
Right.
I watched in New York City, in Brooklyn, I watched an illegal immigrant vote. And I'm sure he wasn't voting for Mitt Romney, as much as I don't like the guy. He wasn't voting for Mitt Romney. How I know? I wrote the guy a summons a couple of days prior. He had no ID. He had one of those foreign IDs. He's not a member. He's not a citizen. But I started questioning this, and they pulled me off the election detail.
Oh, wow. Well, that's where we are. That's where we are. We're in the post-truth America, and we got to bring back truth and justice and law and order, and we just got slammed. Listen, you were just in Arizona. The only reason I can imagine that the people of Arizona, regardless what side, they should be horrified that their state was such a disgrace and so embarrassing, and now they're calling Katie Hobbs the winner, which I don't believe at all. But here's the thing. They're not going out like they should be, peacefully going down there and demanding that Arizona election should be redone, in my opinion, and done right. But they're not doing that. You know why I think so? And this is what I think happened to you. I think you were an example for them to show people, even for cops, if you step out of line and don't follow our narrative and don't stay on our side, you will be destroyed. Well, that's what they did with January 6th. And I think a lot of people know it, whether they're left or right, probably mostly independent, know that that election in Arizona was wrong, it was fraudulent, it was manipulated, and they're not going to do anything because of January 6th, because they don't want to be, they've turned the idea of an election denier, just like anti-vaxxer or climate denier, into like, you might as well be saying racist. That's how they've painted this after January 6th. Plus the January 6th, people honestly know that if I go against the establishment, the uniparty establishment, they're going to throw me in a gulag because it happened already. So, I mean, I'm shocked that people in Arizona aren't up in arms, but yet I think they set it up that way.
I don't understand why they're not up in arms. Listen, nobody's saying you got to do anything illegal. There's no go do something crazy. But you should, your leaders in the GOP, you should be holding them accountable. Okay. Right. Obviously, they weren't set up for any of this stuff as usual. Now you get all these different guys like this guy Griffin, who's funding Ron DeSantis behind right. the scenes against Trump. Oh, Trump needs you. Listen, Donald Trump was not on the ballot. Okay.
Right.
He's not on the ballot. Number two, the people that were in charge, McConnell, McCarthy, that's the people that you have to look at and say, what were you guys doing this whole time? Where was the money being spent? Did you not realize that Clark County in the last decade plus has had the same exact scenario happen every single election? It's not just once. It's every single one of them. Every single time there's a story there. And now you could throw in Maricopa County, who's slowly become like Clark County.
Well, and Clark County, you brought up that guy Lombardo. He is the guy that covered up the truth about the shooting yes. in Vegas. So that the people, this is what I'm saying about the people of New York voting for Hochul, New York City. I don't understand the people. This is why I don't think these are real. The people in Clark County still know that they don't have the truth about the shooting in Vegas that killed all these innocent people. And it was covered up by that guy. And now he's running the state. Like they fail up. This has got to be against the people and the globalists or something.
You think that Joe Lombardo is going to do anything about the election integrity in Nevada? You got nothing.
No.
He's just another establishment goon. I believe, you know, you could almost make an argument whether this is true or not. His reward for that fiasco is you're the governor today.
Right. Because how about Hochul? Our city is on fire. She won?
Because much like Pennsylvania with the Philadelphia machine, we're always in Philadelphia. There's more votes than registered voters. It's like a common denominator in that state. So New York City, I had a friend that called me and said, listen, I just went to go vote in Brooklyn. And if I saw registered Democrats getting two ballots. How is that? They got two ballots. I don't know. They just handed them two ballots. Because, see, in these little precincts where it's like you said, inner city and those kind of suburbs, nobody's really looking. I mean, if you question anything, they're going to say, oh, you know, he's an insurrectionist or some crazy thing. That's the way this works.
I think they set up the whole thing for that.
You know, 80 years ago, people used to say, seeing a UFO made you crazy. You're crazy. Put this guy in a straitjacket. And I believe in the future, when somebody says, I saw this guy vote twice or three times, that they'll say years later, oh, they were telling the truth the whole time. Can you believe that really happened? Just like now they're showing you these videos of these crazy things flying around in the sky and nobody knows how that happened. But 80 years ago, if you said that, put that guy in prison. We can't have this maniac saying these crazy things.
Yeah.
And that's what this looks like to me. It's just
me too.
This is a real crime. Okay. Not this crazy stuff where you're going after people like me that even do anything. This is your crime. You're literally stealing the voice of the people right. away and just installing who you want.
Yeah.
And especially in these little counties where this has always happened. How about New Hampshire? There was a whole article I put up about
that. God.
It was a county that had 1,100 votes for a Democrat with only 700 people living in that county.
All over the country. Yeah, and Sal, you're telling me that Pritzker and Whitmer and all these people that kept their states locked down and all of that won in landslides? I mean, it's so insane, but we the people are the answer, and people are still waiting for, you know, something to happen. We need to do it. and not be afraid. And that's what I think is what happened to you. What happened to a lot of cops that were, is that they don't, it's a, they don't want law and order. They don't want justice. They don't want truth. They want everyone to stay copacetic and do nothing and feel threatened. And that's why I tell people when I talk about you a lot and we follow each other online, but I have to tell you, I tell people, you know what? You want to fight back for the cops, fight for and with the cops, because you're not the only one. You are a great example of somebody who got railroaded, but you're an example to all of us, because if they can do it to you, they can do it to the average citizen a lot easier. And that's what we got to remember. And we've also many times, me and you just discussed that, you know, there are people that are not working, that their oath means nothing to them. I mean, we know that in New York for a long time. We're seeing it now. But the guys that their oath meant something and seem to have been the ones that were discarded, just like in the military. They went through, remember, and purged all the patriots and anyone that, like, basically online openly supported Trump. Well, they started. So now we have a weak military and a weak law enforcement. And you know, I mean, we got to turn this ship around. So I just want your last take for people, because you, the good thing about you is no matter what happened, you still laugh and are very positive. So yeah. I don't know how sometimes, but you do a good job at it. I guess Roger's like that, too. But I want to end on some things you think people should be doing and looking at. And then I want you to tell everyone how they can help and support you. I think it's very important we support the cops that have been persecuted, or we're never going to get police forces that are working for us. And for, you know, your big thing was a quality of life for the people that you patrolled for. And we don't have that now because they got rid of people like you. So first and foremost, what are you thinking going forward? What are you looking at when you look at the country?
I see it as, you know, it goes, the country still has a lot of potential because you have a lot of people that seem to be still in a malaise, or they're sleepwalking through it. And you have to almost put everything in front of them and show them, like, in their face, listen, this is what's going on. I mean, every year it's the same thing. It's a pattern. Life is patterns. As a cop, everything always worked in patterns. That's how you solve crimes. That's right. How I see the crimes and all these election crimes that are going on. It's a pattern every single time. So that's like the main thing is you have to question everything. When I lock somebody up, I remember their family would come and question every little thing that happened. I'd have to explain everything step right. by step of what, how to, you know, oh, well, he was driving like this and I pulled him over and then he admitted to having five drinks. So they were like, oh, okay. Oh, so that's what he did. And they wanted to walk out and go to hell with this. I mean, I can't believe he did that. But, like, this is how it was. You have to explain things. People need to question things, especially things like this where your government, and nobody's saying, listen, I was a cop. So obviously you would say I'd be a cheerleader for the government or what. No, I was very much in the middle, because when I was there, I wanted to be doing the right thing. And I was all, you know, gung ho for the government and, you know, let's go out there and make a difference. But then you see how they flip the script on you. If you're not part of the royalty, we'll say, well, once again, you're not a commissioner's son or the union leader's son or something like that, then you're just another, you know, another pea in the pot. You know, it's just, they're not going to look at you the same way. So when it comes to things like this, you know, like, look, for me, right, in my case, my civil rights were basically violated.
Yes. Right?
But basically what they're saying is they didn't like how I was associating with someone. They were calling me security. And it's just a repeat of how the NYPD did things 50, 60 years ago. Right. Because back in the day, Martin Luther King Jr., another Republican, if a cop was pictured with him or was seen with him, they would say that he was his security. And then he would terminate that officer. If right. you were part of the NAACP back in the day as a police officer, you were terminated. And all they're doing is, back then, the boogeyman of that time was Martin Luther King Jr., who unfortunately they ended up assassinating. Today's boogeyman was who? Donald Trump.
Right.
Now this is what it all boils down to. They're trying right. to make one person the figurehead of all their problems and make that person the boogeyman. Everyone should question, why is it that that guy is the boogeyman?
Right.
And I see Republicans always have a problem with, you know, now they're arguing about Donald Trump. You know, the Democrats have never, ever turned on Joe Biden. They're so loyal to this guy, despite the criminality surrounding him and his family, real criminality. As you've seen his son, you've seen the laptop, you see he's involved in all these things, but they never turn their back on him.
That's the other side's superpower, is they're always all in. And it's really because the billionaires and oligarchs that run that party, there's no dissent there, because the people at the very top are getting paid very well to make sure there's no dissent there. Right. And at the same time, they're very organized. The conservatives, the Republicans, the MAGA people, not so organized. On the other side, they have this down to a science between the NGOs and the nonprofits, and they really have an army that they've constructed that walks in lockstep no matter what, which is why when people are talking about like the House and the Senate and we kept this, kept that, it shouldn't matter what party you're on. What should matter is the constituents in your state you're representing. We should not be voting on party lines. What's going on in Nevada is not the same thing going on in Tennessee, but because you're a Democrat in both, you vote exactly the same and never take into account your own constituents and your own environment and what's going on in your state. And that's the biggest problem, is that the uniparty is a fraud. And we, the people of the United States, obviously know it. You've been breaking down the patterns online. I want, first and foremost, Sal had everything taken from him for zero reason, and so can you. So if you believe that we should be restoring law and order and supporting the cops that have been persecuted and kicked out and treated terribly for no reason, from the lie that began with the hands up, don't shoot, to this day, we got to fight for the cops. And this cop is really worth fighting for. It's a lot of money what he's dealing with. He also had to move to Florida. So I am supporting him, and I'd like everyone to be able to support you that would like to. What happened to you is a travesty, and one cop fighting for one cop is like fighting for all of them. And we need to do that. So can you tell people how they can help you? I cannot believe what you're going through. And I really, really believe you deserve not just compensation, but you deserve a much better life and future. They took from you your job that you loved, and it's wrong.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the support, Mal, along with everybody else out there. So you can go to my website. It's helpthisnycop.com. Helpthisnycop.com. Any generous donation helps me. It goes a long way. I've had to fund this for a long time. I lost everything from my apartment, my savings, my pension. I lost my father. I've lost a lot in this whole ordeal, and I wasn't even alleged to have been in a crime. They're making the whole thing up. Okay. That's basically what it is.
Well, you're an example. You're an example of don't go against the grain of what we're telling you, God forbid. And honestly, you've been persecuted because of your connection to Stone and Trump. That could happen to anyone. Okay, that's why I'm saying you happen to be a cop that I needed in New York that they got rid of for no reason other than to shut you up, and you're not shutting up. Say the website again. We'll put it below.
It's helpthisnycop.com.
I love the name.
Also, if you want to follow me on social media. So very recently, I've also went on Twitter. On Twitter. Yeah, I know. Twitter, Getter, and Instagram, it's at the Sal Greco, spelled T-H-E, at the Sal Greco. On Gab and on Truth Social, it's at Head of the Table. The reference of that is everybody likes to say look like Roman Reigns. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's constant. I'm actually walking to a restaurant. Oh, my God, it's – and then they look real close. Oh, wait, no, but you look like that guy. So, I mean, they say that a lot about me. So that's – that's what the reference of Head of the Table is. So,
we'll put all your links below. And please, also, you give I follow you, and you give great commentary as a cop, because you are, like you said, you look at patterns. That's how you solve crimes. And there's a lot of patterns that are undeniable.
One thing in life is patterns. Everything you do is a pattern. If I was watching someone who is a target or a subject or something, okay, you would want to see the patterns. This person leaves their house at what? 6 in the morning. At 6:15, they go do this. At 6:30, do that. Same thing with this. I've seen a pattern here for a decade plus. That it's same thing in Clark County. The same thing in Maricopa, Philadelphia, New York City. There was Broward County. They got rid of Broward County. Broward County was another corrupt county. But it's the same patterns over and over again. Everyone should be up in arms going, why is this happening every election in the same places, in this, it's the same exact thing. I would say you would, you know, commence a committee the way they did their little right. unselect committee there. And you start and say, I want to subpoena everybody. Everyone that's an election worker, I want to see your phones. I want to see your computers. I want to see your emails. I want to see what you want to see everything. The way they try to say, well, grandma was waving her flag 5 billion feet away from the Capitol, so I want to interview her.
Right.
I want to interview you. That's the only way you're going to find anything out. And the only thing, only people that could do that now would be a Republican Congress.
Yeah, or we the people demanding it. Because you know what they really want is to stay in office and be reelected. So it's time for we the people to be a little more treating them like our employees, which they are, and making them do this. Because like you said, if they could investigate a grandmother that was, you know, miles away and used her ATM card in D.C. and got her door kicked in, you know, 2 months later, we can find out what happened in Clark County and Maricopa County and New York City. New York, you know, and all of these places. It's like you said, it's the patterns, and you're great at following them. All of your links are below. Please follow Sal Greco. As he says on his shirt, Sal Greco did nothing wrong, and we should all be supporting any cops out there who've been persecuted for no reason other than doing their job right and sticking to their integrity and their truth. And you have done that, and you are a friend, and I am so grateful for you. And I will see you soon in Florida. As soon as I can get out of here, I'm coming your way. Thank you so much.
Hey, Mel, when you go to Beach Cafe, tell Dave I said hello. And if for anybody out there that does live in New York City in the Upper East Side, you go to the Beach Cafe, you got to try the Stone Burger.
Yeah.
And if you have two Stone Burgers, the third one would be on Dave. But you have to actually eat all three of them in the Beach Cafe. That's the trick. But I highly recommend going there. It's a great place.
Me and too. Just say Sal and Mel sent you. Thank you so much, Sal. I'll see you soon. And keep fighting. Keep fighting. We're going to fight. You deserve to have justice here. What happened to you was wrong. It shouldn't happen to anyone. And it certainly shouldn't happen to a good cop who was doing a good job in New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mel. God bless.
You too. Hello, Patriot Pals. I am here again to talk to you about something that's concerning me, and it might be concerning you. I would really like everyone to take seriously the Executive Order 14067 and go read it for yourselves. This is about the central bank digital currency, and this would then take all of our banking systems as we know them and put them into a centralized banking system. Central bank digital currency they are talking about is programmable tokens. Programmable tokens attached to a ESG social credit governance score. The central bank digital currency is track and trace money that would be controlled by the private Western central bank, essentially taking our free will to do as we wish with our financial assets. And in turn, the government could watch everything we buy, track and trace every purchase, anything we're investing on. They can then, on that end, go after you with taxes and liens and other financial tools that can really take away your ability to live the life that you choose with life, liberty, pursuit of happiness as you see fit. What we've seen in 2021 and 2022 with the Federal Reserve and the printing of cash is an influx where 40% of the US dollars out there have been printed in the last 2 years, devaluing our dollar dramatically. The rest of the world right now is strongly considering returning back to the gold standard and leaving the reserve currency of the US dollar behind. This has been a result of the sanctions in Russia and other sanctions by our government on foreign countries that no longer trust the US dollar. And I think the best thing we can do is A, know that we have to weather the storm. We have a financial storm brewing. We are going to get through it. America will prevail. But in the meantime, I really am suggesting, as I am doing myself, to protect your savings. Protect your 401ks and IRAs. And the great way to do that for me is gold and silver. I've been working with Beverly Hills Precious Metals for a little over 2 years. They've been really great with me and my family and friends. They have experts in different fields and different avenues. And if you go to our partners page and you go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals, you will find a real person who knows exactly what can be done to help you in whatever circumstance you're in, wherever you find yourself. They will meet you there. They will help you come up with a plan. You can have your gold and silver delivered to you. They also have a depository that's insured that you can have your gold and silver there for you. And in the end, I do believe that America will succeed and we will rise again. And this country will return to the greatness and the beauty that we know and love. But in the meantime, we have a storm ahead. It's very uncertain. To learn more, please go to the Mel Kay Show Partners page and find Beverly Hills Precious Metals and contact the experts there to find the best path for you and your family to protect your savings and to prepare for whatever's ahead. God bless you. God bless America. And please take care of your family first. Hello, Patriot Pals. I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about our amazing partner, Mel Kay Superfoods. A lot of people do the food prep programs that they come in, you know, freeze-dried and all of that. This is not that. This is a full serving of fruits and vegetables and protein. It is a way to maintain a healthy diet no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, no matter what happens in this country. Because again, it's very affordable, and at the same time, it's very easy to follow, and it is like having a full garden outside your house that you're going and picking fresh fruit and fresh vegetables every single day. You have that same nutrients inside your cupboard. You know, prepare now, be ready. A lot of people do prepping stuff. This is an excellent way to prep to make sure that you and your family always have the essential nutrients that you need to live a healthy, full, life out there. Please check out Mel Kay Superfoods. We're loving the program. We'd love for you to join us. Please get in touch with the show if you're having benefits from the Superfoods program at Mel Kay Superfoods. We'd love to hear from you. Go to MelKaySuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.
Hey, Patriot Pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to the MelKayShow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.